the law.
Benton. Benton, did you ever talk with Schwartz?
Schwartz?
Sure, you know, Schwartz, the federal agent.
Oh, him. Him that worked with us on the Colby case.
Yeah.
No, Kemp, I didn't talk with Schwartz. When did you see him?
Oh, tonight at headquarters. He's after Sirocco. Picked up a fresh lead.
What's it this time? More counterfeiting?
No, gambling, I believe. The fraudulent use of the U.S. mail.
What have I been telling you, Kemp? Schwartz will nab Sirocco. No, sir, you can't fool with Uncle Sam. No one has to get away with it.
Calling car 35.
What do you suppose we're in for?
Go to Longport Harbor, Pier 5.
Harbor?
Report to federal agent Schwartz.
Schwartz again.
Assist Harbor Police. That is all.
Benton. It's Sirocco. A hot tip on Sirocco.
Why the harbor?
A raid, Benton. I'll bet my shirt it's a raid.
And on what?
The Emerald Isle, Sirocco's gambling ship.
Kemp.
Yeah, you leaving 35 here?
Sure, we won't be needing the patrol car again this night. There's Schwartz on the wharf. Come on.
Where? I don't see him.
Standing on the pier by that second police launch.
Hey, Benton,
look at all the boys. Say, they must have half the force here. Schwartz must be getting set for a big haul.
Car 35?
That's right, Schwartz.
We've been waiting for you, Benton. We're short of men. So far, we've employed every available police officer in the harbor division. Now we're detailing some of you outside men.
We're ready.
Benton? I want you to stay on the wharf and wait for the Longport patrol wagon.
Black Maria, eh?
And see that no one enters or leaves this pier.
Yes, sir. I remember.
And Kemp.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking you and the police launch with me.
Hmm. Where are we heading?
That gambling barge.
Oh, the Emerald Isle?
Yes. After we make our arrest, the harbor police are staging a raid. And the success of that raid depends on how quietly we pull our job. I have warrants with me. 3 John Does and a federal warrant for Emmanuel Sirocco. Now, men, you had your instructions. It's up to you. Come on, Kemp.
Let's go, Frank. Hello, Benton. Out on the pier all by your little lonesome, eh?
Larry Stevens. Who's that in the front seat of your car? Saints preserve us, Julie Allen.
Shame on you for not recognizing me.
Stevens, you get Julie out of here this very minute.
Don't you listen to him, Larry.
But this wharf is dangerous. Say, how did you get out here in the first place?
My crest badge. I knew the officer on duty.
And he let you through with Julie in your car?
He didn't know I was in the car.
What?
I crouched down the seat. He didn't see me.
And you let her do a thing like that? Haven't you reporters any sense?
Now, don't get all lathered up. I didn't have anything to say about it.
We've had a standing date for 2 weeks to go out on Sirocco's gambling barge.
And when we got down here and found the G-men staging a raid, well, try and make a woman listen to reason.
But young lady, you're going to listen to reason now.
What's that noise?
A police launch. Schwartz and Kemp are coming back.
Oh, Fred's here too?
Yes.
He would be.
Now scram, the both of you.
Oh, look, Larry. They've got the patrol wagon.
Black Maria waiting, all ready to make a haul.
Yes, yes, yes. But for heaven's sake, Stevens...
Hold it. Here. Here, back this road. Make her fast.
Look, that's the police launch. They're here.
Julie, get back in Larry's car. Keep out of sight and keep quiet.
I'll keep quiet, and who knows? I may come in handy.
You've got to prove it.
Kemp, take him over to the patrol wagon.
This way, men.
Patrol wagon. You have it already.
I hope you're not particular, Sirocco.
Particular? Well, who knows?
All right, in the wagon, Sirocco. In the wagon.
Yeah, you got him, Kemp.
Sure, Benton. Without a struggle.
Didn't Sirocco offer any resistance?
Nope, not a bit.
Doesn't sound like Sirocco.
Hello, Kempy.
Oh, Stevens, you here?
Nice work, my boy, nice work.
Yeah, well, coming from you, it don't mean a thing.
Now, we're ready to start, Benton. Oh, hello, Stevens. This ought to make nice reading in your newspaper.
Yeah, and thanks to one of your men, Swartz, I'm getting it first.
Kemp, you stay on the back of the wagon with me.
Yes, sir.
Benton, you better ride up front with the driver.
Say, who is the driver, Benton? You know him?
Nope. He's from the harbor division.
Hey, where are you taking Sirocco? Into the city?
No, too long a ride. Swartz isn't taking any chances. We're heading to the Longport police station.
Well, I don't know where that is, but I'll follow you in my car.
Okay, Benton. Let her go.
Swartz, this driver's hitting a pretty fast pace.
I know, Kemp, but the sooner we reach Longport, the better.
Hey, what are we turning here for?
Maybe a shortcut. I gave orders to take the shortest route.
It's funny. I don't recognize any of these landmarks, Swartz.
What's the matter, Kemp? Anything wrong?
I'll say there is. Say, this isn't any shortcut to Longport.
No. You sure of that?
Of course I am. We're not heading for any police station.
What?
My friends, you're going on a little joyride with Sirocco.
Why, you
don't reach for your gun.
Hold it, Kemp.
I'll cover it, both of you. Do not expect any assistance from Officer Benton. He is helpless. My driver's already seen to that.
Sirocco, where did you get those guns?
They were planted in the front seat of the patrol wagon and passed through that little window to my men.
Have this radio installed in your car?
Oh, about a week ago. Yeah, like it?
I'd like it a lot better if we were listening to police broadcasts.
You are a fan, aren't you? Good night. Look at that patrol car go. I can hardly keep track of that taillight. Where are they now?
Here. Turn to your left.
Ye gods, what a pace.
Well, how about it?
How about what?
The police broadcast. You can get them, can't you?
Sure I can. That's it lower down on the dial there. Well, if it is, Wallace will repeat it.
Attention all cars, calling all cars.
There you are, Julie.
All cars to broadcast 34. Further information on police officer found beaten near Pier 5.
Pier 5, that's where we
were
then.
This officer was forcibly taken from patrol wagon that was to have brought in Sirocco to Longport.
Taken from patrol wagon? What's he talking about? Is that guy nuts?
Oh, don't you understand, Larry? Something's happened.
Happened? Nothing's happened. There's a patrol car right up ahead of us.
Yes, but... Larry, move over.
Oh, what's your idea? Wait a minute.
Give me that wheel.
Julie, have you gone crazy?
Exchange places with me. I'm going to drive this car.
Attention all cars. Calling all cars. Keep a sharp lookout for kidnapped officers and patrol wagon.
He means Fred and Benji.
Yeah. Careful, the patrol wagon is being commandeered by Sirocco and four of his men.
What?
Now, will you let me drive this car?
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're going to get onto that patrol wagon. Now, give me the wheel.
Okay, but remember, I've only got one neck.
That's it. Change places with me. There.
Snap off your headlights, Julie, and bear down on that gas.
Oh, do you think we can catch them?
Catch them? Listen to that power. Say, I use good gasoline in this old crazy.
Turn off the radio.
We're gaining.
Get out on the running board, Larry. Got a gun?
You bet I have. Always carry a .38 in this side pocket.
Do you think you can make it?
With your driving, baby, it's as good as me.
I'm betting on you. Here goes.
Look out, Julie. They're wise to us. They're going to run us into that ditch. Hey!
Boy.
That was a close shave.
They won't get far in the patrol wagon. The wheel's off. They must have broken a front axle.
Stick close, Julie. I hope they don't search us. I don't want Sirocco to know I have this gas.
Give it to me. I'll hide it in my purse.
That's an idea. Here you are.
The reporter, Larry Stevens, huh? So you were following us.
Well, why not? I just adore it,
sir. You've come along just in time, yes, my friend. A little accident, but not much a delay, eh?
And right now, delays are kind of dangerous to you, eh, Sirocco?
So we shall not waste time in words, and your car will be more useful to me. Hey, Joe!
Are we taking the cops with us?
No, throw their guns in the ditch.
If I had me hands free... what are you doing with our arms?
I'm tossing them in that sump hole, Benton. I hope you'll find them. Joe, you've taken the care of Swartz and Kemp.
Yeah. The boys are tying them together behind the patrol wagon. What about the reporter and the girl?
You search the reporter.
Larry, if you've got a gun, don't give it
up. Now, you shut up. This gun, I've been most patient.
I've flipped him, Sirocco. The guy ain't got a rod.
Now, what good would it do if I had?
Plenty, Stevens. Know that these mugs have gotten rid of our guns.
Your guns?
Yes, Stevens. Ours had shells in them, but Sirocco's guns haven't.
Heck, you mean that?
I mean what I said.
Hey, Joe!
He's right, Sirocco. There ain't a shell in one of these cats.
How can he get away with it? He was in the front, will you?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how I got away with it. Just as we were ready to pull out of the pier, I found those 45s tucked under the seat of the patrol wagon. I didn't have time to give warning to Schwartz, but I did have time to remove the shells. I've been waiting for a break.
So what is good is your break? Schwartz and Kemper are tied together. You're helpless.
Ah, hear that siren?
Gee, the police!
Had you forgotten about the police, too?
Hey, quick, man, into Stevens' car. We still got time to make a getaway.
No, you don't. Stand where you are, all of you. This 38 is loaded.
Yeah.
Julie,
that
gun.
And if any of you make a move toward me, I'll shoot you down like rats.
Saints preserve us. She's got spunk. That little devil would do it.
Quick, Larry, get those ropes off Benton's wrist.
You bet I will.
That's the stuff. Now, Larry, release Kemper Schwartz.
Okay.
Julie, here. Here. I take that gun.
It's the radio police. They're here.
Yes, Julie, but you're the one that saved the day.
Thanks. I did come in handy.
Back at the pier, I didn't know what to do with you, and now I don't know what I would have done without you.
The law.